Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Sucks. We get it. That's why we're always here to help. Just reach out to us at mix947.com.
Mm-hmm.
Drop us a line just like Olivia did. Good morning, Olivia.
What's up, Olivia?
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Hey, we understand that you... I've been ghosted, sort of, by Dustin. Tell us a story, and we're going to see if we can put him on the spot and get some answers, all right?
Yeah, that would be great. So I met Dustin at a bar. I was actually there with some girlfriends. He was there with some guy friends, and then my friends kind of went off and started talking to some guys, and so I was like, I'm going to go sit at the bar and get a drink. I wasn't really interested in anyone. And then he, like, approached me, and we just started talking, and we ended up kind of spending the whole night together at the bar, and... You know, he isn't my normal type at all. I did not think I was going to be attracted to him until I started talking to him and getting to know him. And I really, like, had a spark with him.
That is exactly what anybody that says, oh, so tell me about, like, how you and Brad Booker got together. Well, he's not someone I'm normally attracted to.
But after 3 hours of talking, you know.
He won me over.
Yeah, but that's cool.
He got my number. We started texting. And then later the next day, he was like, can I call you? We ended up talking for over 45 minutes. Like, it was just as good on the phone than it was in person. But I haven't talked to him since then. And so now that I feel like he's ghosting me, maybe it's like making me like want him more. So I don't know if it's because he's not my usual type and he has tattoos and he's like really cool and all this stuff. Like, I don't know. I do want to know what's going on though, because I really did. I'm like interested in hanging out with him again.
Mm. So if he's not your type, what kind of guys do you usually go out with?
I'm usually into athletes, like always really tall, really like broad shouldered professional athletes. I don't want to be cocky or anything, but, like, I'm used to, like, getting what I want. And so it is a little, it's, like, kind of throwing me a bit that he's, like, not responding to me now.
You always want what you can't have. The problem is, for guys like me, I can't play hard to get. You know
right.
what I mean?
The minute you play hard to get, it's
They're
done.
Like, okay, bye.
I feel you, bro.
Bye.
I feel you. Man, imagine being able to play hard to get.
Oh,
wow.
Boy. That would be so
no
nice.
Joke.
Hey, I play hard to want all the time.
All right. Well, let's call Dustin and see what he says, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Hey, Dustin. Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're calling with Mix 94.7. Now, I don't want you to freak out or anything, and I want to tell you exactly why we're calling you so you're not taken by surprise. We're calling on behalf of Olivia, who's also on the phone, and we're just here as a mediator. We're not on anyone's side, just trying to facilitate a conversation. She said you guys met at the bar and not typically someone that you would normally want to go out with, but you have a great personality and really kind of won her over. And she says she hasn't heard from you and is a little concerned as to why. And we thought we would check and see if maybe you'd be willing to talk to us about it. See what's going on. Are you down with that?
Yeah, I could be down with that.
Okay. Awesome. Did she do something wrong or did you just decide you don't want to go out with her? What happened? Why did you kind of vanish?
Well, I hate to say it, and it sounds like kind of BS, but it wasn't her. I'm just super into the arts and, you know, kind of what I'm focusing on in my life and making music. And everything I do, every hour I spend is about, you know, writing songs and creating music that, you know, in some way relates to what I'm feeling. Getting involved with her would just, you know, she's a nice person, but getting involved with her just kind of takes me off the road I'm on, you know, and she also wasn't very artsy, and every girl I've ever dated is pretty artsy and just kind of, you know, in some way is in the arts.
Was there anything wrong with her?
There was nothing wrong with her. She was more of a pop culture person. Mm. Let's put it like that.
Olivia, you sounded great to me based upon the very brief conversation that we have had. But you do, you know, you sound like you're kind of that socialite, like maybe you're in a sorority.
She sounds like she's just into a different dude.
Hey, yeah, let's not pigeonhole her. Her and I could be friends.
Yeah,
well, I'm just saying, she's great. Clearly what Dustin is saying, and do you like girls with like tats and funky hair colors and stuff like that?
I like an offbeat girl, and you know, sometimes the type of girl that's into me is can be into me just because I'm sort of a spontaneous break in their kind of traditional person.
Yeah. Now this dude's like one with earth, like art, you know, like
one with earth.
Like he's always writing a song. I don't even mean he said musician. So he's always like writing a song, like life in every moment is like a lyric. He's thinking.
It, hey, Olivia,
he
are you
hit
there?
A brick wall with Olivia.
Yeah, I'm listening to this.
It makes perfect sense now that you hear what Dustin has to say, right? Sorry, probably not what you want to hear, but certainly he is looking for someone that you're not, and that's okay, right?
Yeah, that is totally fine. And listen, you're not my type either. So
hey.
I think
well, I mean, she said that earlier, you know, but
let
she didn't
sprinkle
have to,
some salt right here.
I mean, he sprinkled some on her, so you know what I'm saying?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.